Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the weekly talk radio review, an overview of what's going on and what has gone on, transpiring in conversation over the course of the last week on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Also joining us is Jennifer Horn, who is a frequent contributor, a long time, she's an alum.
I'm an OG, is what
they
say.
Yes, you are. Host of the morning program at KRLA in Los Angeles as well. So she's had plenty of time, as have we, to talk about the items. Many of them we've talked about in detail. Some of them we haven't, because there are different things that we focus on. But in general, the charts from Talkers Magazine do a survey of what's going on from their point of view. The folks at Talkers, who listen to stations all over the country, they talk to the management of the stations and the hosts, and so that's where this list comes from, that you can find every week at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. Sometimes I start at the end of the list and go from number 10 to number 1. Sometimes I start at number 1, so I'm going to vary it. This week, go to number 1, because last week we started at number 10, both on the people list and on the story list. Number 1 on the people list this week, your pal, our president, Jumpin' Joe Biden. So, Mr. Biden, this week, what'd you say?
It makes sense.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd like to think that some of the things I say, some of the things we do make sense. Joe Biden says he's going to go to Ohio, quote unquote, at some point.
Oh.
What, for vacation?
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah.
I mean, what too little, too late, when it eventually happens.
Joke. And do we have to say anything more about that? I don't think so. He was
bungled messaging all the way through on that.
Yeah.
I swear sometimes, because anybody who listens to the program with regularity knows that I don't oftentimes agree with the stuff that comes out of the Biden administration.
No.
But I do find myself at some points yelling at the TV, like correcting the messaging for them, like when they say things. Just because I went through, that was my degree, was in public relations, and some of the stuff they say is just so out there. I'm just like, no, wait, I'm trying to, like, you know, yell at them as we go. But
all right,
move.
So. Here's something.
Biden had said that he reached out to public officials in both Ohio and Pennsylvania, and that he laid out a little bit of what he thinks the answers are and what they should be doing there, but why are you not revealing what that information is?
Why is it a secret? Hello,
exactly.
Who are you protecting? What are you protecting? And why are you protecting it and them?
Because they when they tried to burn it off. And the mushroom cloud was created by the people who made that decision. And so, you know, you've got that, and then the slow response, and it's just a disaster.
All right, so let's turn to some things that Biden is doing along with some of the other folks in Washington. I would think that this would be something you would approve of, Jennifer.
Okay.
There's a measure that's been approved by officials to revise the criminal code that has been rejected by both the Republicans and the Democrats, and Joe Biden said he's going to sign it. This attempt to soften the way that the jurisprudence system handles crime. You've been talking about what goes on in Los Angeles for a long time. It's become the national standard for how not to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this approach to letting everybody out of jail or not charging them, those sorts of things, it's been blunted by both a bipartisan bill and the president saying, okay, enough is enough.
Right.
So, is it?
I'm glad that he's not going to veto it. This is a bill that was put through by the GOP in the House of Representatives. And if he decided to veto it, he would probably get a lot of attacks going into a new election season that he's soft on crime. So he instead is going to sign it, hope for the best, and take the attacks from his own party, who would like to see him veto it. So I think politically he's kind of stuck. He's going to say, do I want to get attacks from the middle and from the right, or do I want the attacks from my own party? Probably figures if he's the nominee, his own party will support him anyway.
Right. Okay. So let's take one more thing President Biden is pushing for, affordable child care. There's a new bill or a new program, I guess, that was announced this week, a new way to tackle the problem. Department of Commerce announcing it will require computer chip manufacturers to make child care available to their workers when they apply for federal funding. The first step in trying to take care of children of parents who both have to work. Why is that the federal government's responsibility?
Well, that's the problem.
It's and not the
government's responsibility.
Problem. No, unless you want the government to be your nanny. And that's not necessarily what I think is a great idea. So they got $40 billion set aside, Jennifer, for this. That comes from a law that Congress has passed already to boost production of semiconductors. So they just added this to it. Okay, we're trying to do this to compete with China. So now they're throwing a monkey wrench into it and making it more difficult for these companies to do what we want to bring back to America. Because of child care?
I know.
Huh?
It's kind of unnerving because this is the kind of stuff that you would see from a socialist country that sounds like a great idea on the outside. Of course people want child care. Of course people want affordable child care. Of course. But what does that do to our ability to compete? What does that do to our businesses who are going to be struggling to worry about that while they're also worrying about getting into the business of making semiconductors? It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. The idea is to let the free market reign, make it easier for people to do business, not harder, and everything will filter itself out. But
one of the reasons the Chinese want to take over Taiwan is because it's the biggest maker of advanced computer chips in the world. And a lot of investment. Goldman Sachs has billions of dollars invested in several companies in Taiwan. Because that's where the computer chips are being made. Why do you think the Chinese want to get in there and control it? Good for their business as well as good for business around the world. So for the Biden administration to establish a law or try to get a law passed that will keep the chip company, they say it will help the chip companies keep workers.
Mm-hmm.
Will it? That's yet to be determined,
right.
I would think. But I don't see the government having that role unless we have, as Jennifer suggested, become more to the... So we're pushing towards socialism, at least with this bunch we are. You see it every day in pretty much everything that gets done. Why it is... Well, I guess we know why it is, because it's a good way to get votes, much as anything else. Okay. You want something else? Go ahead.
No,
you open
I was
your
gonna,
mouth.
Yeah, it just, again, it kind of throws us down another little rabbit hole, but it's had me, my attention this week that spending also is so ridiculous. Like, this one is what, $40 billion, you just said?
Yeah.
That's nothing to them in the scheme of things. And so everybody's like, and this is Republicans too. This is not just a Democrat thing. The spending is so out of control. Well, we'll just do this for another few billion and just this for another couple hundred billion. And with
but see, there's no
doing?
Consequence, Jennifer.
You want to build
no
semiconductors? We're handing ourselves over to the Chinese if we don't get our spending under control.
Yeah. Well, either that or they just forget about it. I mean, I think there's some thinking in Washington. Okay, so what do we care about what the debt is? It's just going to evaporate. It'll go away. We'll revalue the dollar.
Along with the value of the dollar.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So anyway, a lot of politics involved in that. From the City of Angels, LeBron James, one of your star players, apparently has a right foot injury. So what's the scuttlebutt? I always like to check in on Los Angeles scuttlebutt for a moment or two during our talk radio review. Fact that I know you're a big sports fan. I know you like hockey a lot, but
I love baseball. I love hockey. I love football. Basketball is probably my least favorite, but it was a big story because the Lakers are kind of already out of the playoff hunt, and so losing LeBron James is not going to help them catch up. So that's been a big story. And then we had another injury that may not have made the list, but also pretty devastating. The Dodgers traded away a lot of their team this season.
Really?
And one of the places where they were really going to be kind of now short, where we used to be pretty rich, was that shortstop and second base, and Gavin Lux, who was going to have all the hopes of the Dodgers, kind of an up-and-coming player, just ripped his ACL during spring training.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's also out for the whole season, they believe. So two big injuries for two teams that don't need it. happening right now in L.A.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, one of the other things that has been a part of the national landscape, the weather is number 10 on the countdown story list this week. And has there been more weather that has been discussed?
It snowed
more
on Tuesday
than California
in
right.
Los Angeles again.
Uh-huh.
And it was so cool. I was sitting, actually at my dad's, I've had, you can probably hear in my voice, I've got this little thing that's been going on. And
kind
so I
cold.
Was sitting at my dad's for a little bit before I went to work. And I said, is it pouring rain? And he looks out the window and goes, that's snow. And I was, so of course, sickness be damned, I had to go outside and dance in it for a minute and just enjoy.
Well, you're up, your father's house is up a little bit.
Yeah, but it snowed in Venice. In Venice Beach, it snowed
it
in
did?
Urban. Yeah, yes.
So I left Monday night and it hadn't snowed
it
there.
It didn't stick, but it just,
no,
there was this
not.
Patch of like just snow in in places that don't get it always. So it was
and now there's more snow apparently this weekend. There's a massive snowpack that's up on top of the atmospheric. Rivers are dumping more on this snowpack up in the, what are they, the blue...
Northern California is going to get hit this weekend. Southern California is going to get a break. And that's really good because as much as I love this weather and I would love more of it, the people in San Bernardino County, there's a state of emergency up there that the governor has declared because people are still stuck in their homes. There's, like, grocery stores have had the roofs collapse up in Lake Arrowhead and the Big Bear area. These guys were not prepared for the amount of snow that has dumped on them, and it's been really, really dangerous. The roads are wiped out, and they're still trying to get people out. In one day, they made 100 rescues from the Sheriff's Department in San Bernardino County. So there's real trouble in Southern California because it was just a huge and massive storm that dumped so much water and snow on people.
Well, it's just, you're not used to it. But where are the people trying to capture the water?
Do you know, so trillions of gallons have fallen over the last week in California. Only 2% of that has been captured.
Ha!
And the proof,
fabulous.
You can see any time it rains in California, they tell you not to swim in the ocean. And that's because all the water is running off the streets with all the homeless, you know what, in it. And all the motor oil and all of that, it's running right into the ocean.
Yay! That's right. We were talking earlier about the new species of fish that are developing, because I think as much as some of the environmentalists say the world is coming to an end, there are always new species. These are fish in freshwater, however, not in saltwater. All right. The food for thought continues here. It's 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. No side effects from this.
That's right. There's nothing in Calitrin that would cause you to have any sort of negative side effects. We always boast that we have side benefits, actually, because the ingredients that are in Calitrin are good for you. It's all just natural, the way that your body wants to lose weight. Your metabolism is being boosted. You're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue. And so you just all around feel better. Now, our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the inches and the pounds come off.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, Talk Radio Review. We're going through a number of the items that are hit, the bullet points on the charts from Talkers Magazine. One of them has to do with getting, well, COVID is back again because of what happened, the lab leak theory. How many years after this started, they're now saying the same thing that I...
Vindicated, feeling this
I said study. I never was worried about my theory because I was in my heart, my soul, my gut, my head. I knew that that's what really happened. So number three this week is a focus on this theory. And so we go around to a question that we asked on our social media at, let's see here, Facebook and Instagram, it's Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Did you regret getting the COVID vaccine? So, Jay, you want to bring us through some of the things that have been said by...
Some of these are really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Melissa Zimmer says, yeah, yes, I do regret it. I got blood cancer from the second Pfizer shot. Both doctor and hematologist-oncologist said the second Pfizer shot could have caused it. I had my second shot at the end of March. I went for regular blood testing in October. They found my blood platelets were 667. Normal is between 150 and 450. She's now taking 325 milligrams of aspirin every day to prevent blood clots and 1,500 milligrams of a chemo pill, and the prior year when she had blood tests done, her platelets were normal. She says the disease is called essential thrombothemia. It's a rare blood cancer, and it's brought on by something that attacks the DNA, which is something that they have showed can do from the shots. She says, I'm going to have to live with this for the rest of her life, but her platelets, because of her medical prognosis, really, her platelets are back to normal, 215, and she does feel great. She walks a lot. That helps. Unfortunately, she does have to be on chemo the rest of her life.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the news stories. That you just have to let that settle. You got to let it set in.
It's a big one.
Now, we asked, as we normally do, what news stories have you been following? So what do we have there, Jay?
Mel Schoenwald says very little because right now I'm on a week-long educational tour through Cuba. So that's an amazing place to visit.
We're not supposed to be in Cuba because they're commies. Right.
I thought that was all lifted. Wasn't that all lifted?
Yeah, well, it was, and then Trump put it back. This is a black mark for Trump, as far as I'm concerned. We ought to be doing business in Cuba. I don't know whether Joe has opened things up again or not, but we ought to be doing business in Cuba. If we're not going to do business with commies, then we should shut down all the things that we do with China. It's such a double...
Well, that would be great, actually.
Yeah, right.
That's what we should be doing.
Hypocritical, kind of. All right, what else?
Patricia Sinclair was following the Alex Murdaugh trial in South Carolina.
This guy must have been he looked like kind of a normal guy if you follow this a little bit, but what a bloodthirsty cur.
Did you watch the Netflix special about this guy?
No.
Oh, you watched? Jay, did you get a chance?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I've been homesick watching these things, and the web of murder and death that he is connected to. It is no surprise that the juror took like 4 seconds to decide that this guy was guilty. I mean, from his own family members trying to throw him under the bus, and then he killed his maid and then sued himself for the money, telling his family he was going to give it to the family of the housekeeper, and the family of the housekeeper never even knew there was any money. He just kept it for himself.
Great guy. Huh?
Allegedly killed the maid, by the way. He hasn't been convicted of that.
All right, let's touch one more here, Jay.
A couple people who are following the weather. It has been crazy weather with the snow and then tornado watches in Dallas. Now there's one in Middle Tennessee. And, of course, the lab leak in COVID is a big one, as well as the Chicago Mayor Lightfoot. Greg Donahoe says Chicago Mayor Lightfoot's embarrassing drubbing in the primary election.
Yeah, she got what she deserved as far as I'm concerned. What a horror show. In terms of how that city is run. So it'll be interesting to see where they go.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a USA News update. Actor Tom Sizemore has died following a stroke. He was known for roles in Heat, Pearl Harbor, and Saving Private Ryan. Sizemore was 61. Winter storms ripping through the southern U.S. have caused casualties and left hundreds of thousands without power. Many in Texas have been in the dark since Thursday. It's prison for Alex Murdaugh. After a jury found him guilty in the deaths of his wife and son, Judge Clifton Newman sentenced him to life for the murder of Maggie, the same again for killing Paul.
I sentence you to prison for murdering him. For the rest of your natural life, Those sentences will run consecutive.
Before the sentencing, Murdoch repeated in court that he's innocent, and his lawyers say they will appeal. I'm Karen Sloan, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up about 35 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Jay from the Good Day program. Jennifer also from the Good Day program, and also KRLA in Los Angeles. We're going through, I said we'd start at number one, and then I was trying to stick to the list. And then I went, there you go, sideways, zig and zag. Because that's the beauty of talk radio, the conversation go in any number of directions. The number one story this week is the first anniversary of the Russian-Ukrainian war. I thought it was interesting that Secretary of State Blinken met with Russia's foreign minister for the first time in a year. Blinken demanding
accidentally. Did you see that they actually ran into each other?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello there. Well, the understanding when Biden went to Ukraine earlier in the week and the whole business of what was going on there and the secrecy of going over there, what was accomplished really by him going there other than a big PR? I'm trying to figure out. We, the taxpayers, paid for it.
A check.
What came out of it? We gave them more money. Right.
Yeah. And it's an unwavering support that the money will continue. And I want Ukraine to win. I don't want Vladimir Putin to win. But I also think there's a lot of corruption in Ukraine. And I would really like us to have some accountability on all this money that we're handing over. And I don't know that we get it. You know, I don't. When you start talking about paying the pensions of Ukrainian government workers and our own people are suffering here at home. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's the right path. And I would say that for anybody. I know that people are trying to do the right thing with Ukraine, but there has to be some responsibility and some accountability, I think.
And there isn't. At least there doesn't seem to be. Anyway, thus the conflict here. At number three, the lab leak theory. I don't know how much time I'm gloating a little bit because that was the first thing I said when this all started. What,
and you
2.5
business
years ago?
For it. And, you know, the people who said this,
yeah,
and it was just truth, Yeah, you lost business for it. President Trump was called a racist and a xenophobe. I mean, it's just, it's kind of unbelievable to me that now all of a sudden these government agencies are coming along to a story that was 3 years old already. Like, welcome to the party of what we already knew. Mm-hmm. And there's not just what people thought. There is real reporting that's been done. I have a friend who did all the reporting with all of the receipts showing the money from Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health to the World Health Alliance and Peter Zarzak to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Like, how hard is that to figure out? And then the government comes up this week and they say, well, we still don't have a consensus. It's just, this is just a Department of Energy.
You know what this points to, Jennifer and Jay? This just points to the fact the government has too much money, too much control over our money, too many ways of getting money so that they can spend it as they wish. And that's why Fauci is number three on the people list this week, along with COVID and the lab leak theory. But I didn't, there was a focus on Fauci because of the things you just said, Jennifer. But what has he said this week? Nothing.
Not a lot, I don't think.
I haven't heard anything from him. Has he? Am I missing something here? Jay, have you seen anything or heard anything from Fauci's corner?
I haven't heard a word. I haven't heard the name until you just mentioning it now.
Yeah. Well, because the theory has surfaced, all roads point back to him. All the arrows point back to him and are being criticized because, you know, how do you say that about the Chinese? That's racist. And no, it's fact. That's what it is. F-A-C-T, fact. Okay, so I would like you, Jennifer, if you don't mind, because you're kind of in on the Republican side of things or on the right side of things, R-I-G-H-T.
Like the R-I-G-H-T side. Go ahead.
Yes, right. I don't, the voting company, the boxes, the company
Dominion.
That does it is Dominion. And they've sued Fox News. But I'm not sure that I understand why. Sure you have a clear...
Okay, so there was a theory that was going around after the election that was really being promoted by someone, you may remember the name, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. And they were out there, and they're in fact, I blame these guys for why Republicans lost that Senate seat in Georgia in 2020 as well, because they told Republicans, you can't trust these voting systems, don't come out and vote. And people did.
Right.
And how ridiculous is that? I mean, it's the stupidest thing. So Dominion is one of the companies that run those voting tablets where you go and you vote electronically. And one of the working theories was that those vote totals were being changed and that they were being changed by Dominion. Well, Dominion comes out, and that was being floated by multiple people that were talking about these different outlets. Well, those outlets have all been sued now for saying that this, for disparaging the name of Dominion voting. They went after them with big lawsuits. And so one of the things that I question, however, and there's been a lot of testimony, Rupert Murdoch was under oath saying that a lot of his hosts thought that there was something fishy about this theory, didn't think that it was right, but still went to press with it. The news media is supposed to report the news. There are lots of things that have been reported from other outlets, like CNN, for instance, and the Russian collusion theory, which was not true about Donald Trump. They went to the news with that every single day. Even when it started to collapse, they still went to the news with that because their job is to report the news, right? So I think it's kind of strange that Fox is getting hit for this. Now, it's because Dominion has chosen to go in, and it was their name that was being disparaged, so they want to go in and correct the record, which I guess is fine. They have the right to do that. They'll probably win most of their lawsuits that they have out there because of it. But I do think it's odd that we go after one news outlet or a certain set of news outlets for reporting on things that didn't turn out to be true when other news outlets do that all the time. COVID's a perfect example. How many news outlets reported on COVID things that were not true that they're not being held accountable for right now? So is it the job of the news media to report the news? Or are we supposed to check all the facts? Now, if we are, that would be great. But who's really doing that? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes. All right. Moving on to Lori Lightfoot losing in Chicago, number 8 on the story list. Of course, because we're talking about this in the negative, we're racists because She lost, only lost because she's black and all of the other stuff that's going along with this.
Yeah, not the fact
nonsense.
That crime, murder, all these
horrible.
Skyrocketing.
Worst mayor in the history of Chicago, and the stats prove it. So the head of the Chicago Police Department has resigned, but he said he's leaving because he's 63, and that's the mandatory age for retirement of police officers. Okay. Then there is the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois announcing resignation as well the day after the Chicago mayor loses her bid for re-election. I thought he was appointed by Donald Trump, so why would he be leaving, I guess would be the question. Or are they just, the news media is just trying to tie these together and there's no connection really to any of them?
Yeah, I think that's the case.
So isn't it interesting how they take all of these things and try to, but this is, we're all considered stupid by the news media, right? The news media thinks, okay, we can tell you anything. And maybe as much as we criticize social media, there is a balancing act going on here between what's coming out of the so-called official news media and quote-unquote real journalism and what's coming out of social media, people that are just hacking around, taking pictures of stuff, observing and posting it online.
I think if you really want to be in the know, you just have to consume a lot. I spend a lot of time with CNN and MSNBC every day, in addition to Fox News. I spend a lot of time looking at different articles, a lot of time looking at social media. If you don't do that, you're really, unfortunately, you're never going to know the full story because no one's ever going to be honest and tell you straight down the middle what things are all about.
Yeah. All right, Jay, earlier this week we talked about the cancellation of Dilbert, the cartoon that is
Dilbert.
In... What poor Dilbert.
It was a good cartoon. I liked him.
No longer. It's gone. Now, is this politically, is this wokeism? Is this politically correctism? The guy who is responsible for Dilbert, they've been doing this, what, 20 some odd, 30 years, 40 years? I don't know. It seems like Dilbert's always been around.
It's on decades, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Kind of like over the years, Dilbert was already being pulled from some newspapers. It used to be everywhere, and then it really wasn't, and now...
Why? Did anybody... Was it just because it was old, or because they didn't like this guy because of other things... I never even knew.
This is kind of one of those things where he had made other comments before. It just wasn't really mainstream news. But now in today's society where everything everybody says has a snapshot and is on social media and everything just lives on forever.
Well,
I actually think that this is crap. I don't know if that surprises you or not.
No, I kind of...
I think the guy took... And for those people who don't know, he made some pretty... Like, pretty rough comments about the
raw.
Black and white division. Raw comments. But he was driven by a Rasmussen survey, which was something about, like, they asked black Americans if, what was it, they liked white people or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. How many black people like, 56% of blacks said they liked white people, 35% said they didn't.
No, I think the majority said they hated white people or something. That's what he was commenting on.
Yeah.
And so then he said, well, you know, I had been part of this, you know, identified as black and I've been part of the black movement, but now they're a hate group and I don't want to be part of a hate group. I think he was trying to call out the ridiculousness of that survey and the ridiculousness that people are stoking hatred between black and white Americans. It's so
ridiculous. Where does that get us? Like the hatred between Republicans and Democrats or any group.
Where does that get you?
Yeah.
So that's what I think he was trying to do. He took it really far, and I think that's where he got into it, insulting a lot of people and probably why he's getting canceled. But that's what these people do, right, to make statements. Isn't that what they do in this business?
Well, isn't that why Dave Chappelle says what he does and gets away with it? Or the other people, comedy is supposed to be biting. It's supposed to be harsh sometimes.
Where are we when we're having polls about how much do you hate someone based on their skin tone? Give me a break.
Let's go one step further. Because number seven this week is about DeSantis's wokeness. I don't even like the word. I'm not even sure I know what it means. Wokeness is
Changed woke for an acronym, and I am completely blanking on what his acronym is. But I feel like this is something we've talked about all week. Woke started as a meaning to alert a racial prejudice and discrimination. Mm-hmm. It started to encompass other social inequalities like sexism, and then it just kind of became this whole other toxic beast that
right.
is it's no longer doing what it was first initiated
supposed
to do.
Yeah. Now so where does it go?
It and it's a triggering thing for everybody.
Yeah. So does it go away? Does it become worse? All of these things, the piling on, and again back to the Dilbert thing, but all of this stuff teaching people how not to think for themselves. No matter what you think, you're supposed to think for yourself. We're supposed to teach people how to think, not what to think. And that's really what's run amok here and going wild. Telling people in school and elsewhere, media, tell them, this is what you're supposed to think. Not for me. All right, 48 after here on the Talk Radio Review. So here's the story list. The charts for the week of February 27th to the 3rd of March. You can find these at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Number 10, the weather around the country once again becomes a dominant conversation. Number 9, a suit at Fox News. Number 8, the mayor of Chicago losing. Number 7, those who are running for president in the Republican Party. Number 6, testimony from Attorney General Garland. Number 5, Trump's legal battles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Supreme Court discussing student debt. Number 4, the COVID theory that comes out of those studying what happened at the beginning of the COVID problem from the Chinese perspective. Our relationships with the aforementioned China. Number 2, and the war in Ukraine at the one-year mark. That's number 1 this week on the countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, my name's not on the People List, but my name's here because I want you to know that I'm the one who's giving you this list, the official tally of the people most talked about this week on News Talk Radio, starting with Scott Adams at number 10, Rupert Murdoch at number 9, Lori Lightfoot at 8. Ron DeSantis sort of tied with Nikki Haley at number 7. Merrick Garland, number 6. Kevin McCarthy at number 5. Donald Trump is at 4. Dr. Fauci is at 3. Bad Vlad is at 2. Puking Putin. Vladimir Putin. I suppose during this countdown it should be more official. And then at number 1, President of the United States, Joe Biden. Lots of activity, it's the usual thing. A lot of things to talk about here in News Talk Radio, and the list comes from talkers at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown, or actually it's the Countdown Review. Jennifer Horn is here with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's focus on this, legal battles that Trump has. Number 5 this week, the January 6th video controversy. Apparently members of Congress and some of the Capitol Police are thinking about suing Donald Trump over the attack. So the Justice Department, as you can imagine, jumping right on there. I suppose we ought to have Merrick Garland and his testimony this week, too, right? Is that part of this, Jennifer?
It was huge, yeah, and pretty explosive, especially when they talked about some of the people, including Mark Houck, who was the anti-abortion activist who got long guns and federal agents brought into his house where his 7 children were staying to pull him out for a crime that he said he would turn himself in for. Double-tiered system of justice was on full display when Merrick Garland was talking. But I think it's going to be hard-pressed to sue Donald Trump for capital riots when he hasn't even been charged with that criminally. So how can you go after him really from any perspective if no one's proved that this is somehow his fault?
Let's broaden this a little bit, shall we? Let's talk about George Santos and the Ethics Committee investigating whether or not he has committed financial crimes or engaged in sexual misconduct. This business of going after politicians, did Trump start all this? I mean, I don't know George Santos, where even he came from. It's like he crawled out from under a rock.
How would Trump start all that? What do you mean?
Well, I think that the connection between iffy stuff things, you say things, you do things. And I wonder whether Trump's ever going to get convicted of some of this stuff. But I do think it has led to a more coarse relationship with the voters and, generally speaking, with the public, people who even vote for you. I know a lot of people who voted for Trump who don't like his coarseness. They like what he's done. You and I have talked about this a number of times.
Yeah, but you're not voting for prom king. You're voting for someone around the country.
Yeah, I get it. But does the coarseness bring about the kind of stuff that Marjorie Taylor Greene did during the State of the Union? And does it play into guys like Santos who thinks he can't be touched?
I think you're conflating a lot of stuff. I think we have to take it individually. What Marjorie Taylor Greene did was no worse, certainly, than what Nancy Pelosi did, which was tearing up
Wrongs don't make a right, Jennifer.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, when we start conflating things, you have to say, okay, who's really starting this? I guess that's
no,
what
you don't.
At.
You have to figure out how to fix it. Keep doing it.
George Santos,
anybody in that position acting this way is just absurd.
George Santos, I think, is a different being. I think he lied to get where he is. I don't think that that has a connection to Trump or Kevin McCarthy or Nancy Pelosi, for that matter. That's a George Santos decision, and if he lied about who he is and he lost the faith of his voters, then he should be out. I'm glad they're going to investigate him to see what's going on, because obviously there's smoke around this guy, so let's see if there's any real fire.
Mm-hmm. I just think I'm going to go back to the coarseness of society and how it's that children who think or hear what Trump and other politicians and even other leaders, there's just something that doesn't set well. Maybe it's me, maybe it's my age.
The decorum that was there is gone because this has become a real fight. And people have been stripping away the rules. So if you're looking for decorum in politics right now, it's just not going to be there.
Hmm. Well, so when
I don't know if it's going to be here anytime soon, for that matter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the thing. You wonder again the way the motivation of people. It's just everything is a fight. Now
it's
I don't know when
hateful and it's become personal.
Yeah,
and it's not just politics. And then let's go out and have a drink together. It's politics is now a team sport, and that's what you're seeing.
I'm just looking also the Supreme Court is looking this week into the student debt. Arguments. The latest from the Biden administration is to hold colleges responsible for student debt. If the students can't pay it off, then they go to the colleges and get the money out of them. That's the latest.
Well, and they also want to pay off the student debt. And the question is whether or not legally the president can do that, since Congress holds the power of the purse.
No, the answer is no. I would say that's what. And isn't the Supreme Court looking at that this week? I think that's You got to come down on that side of it, because otherwise the government's going to pay for everything. We were talking about the child care stuff when it comes to whether we have child care for people working in a chip factory. Come on, at what point does it stop? All right, 59 after the hour, Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.